Juvenation. I wanted to link together the month of July and the month of January with the word juvenation. There was something about three words beginning with the letter J, which I found attractive and appealing, and I wanted to share with you. July is a special month for me. It is my birth month. Although I do not celebrate my birthday, July is the beginning of the year for me, nutritionally, that is. The beginning of the year as a way of measuring what I've accomplished in healthy living and the nutritional goals I want to be focusing on the next few months. January is a significant month too, for many, because it is the first month of a new year and people usually set yearly goals and intentions. In my case, I take an inventory of the previous 12 months, not necessarily nutritionally, but in the areas of business, personal relationships, family, finances, and spirituality. And I come up with an improved plan for the new year. Both January and July begin with the letter J. I went down a rabbit hole in search for more information on the third letter J, juvenation, because I wanted to link July, January, and juvenation in some way, as I've already mentioned, J, J, and J. I was surprised when I typed in juvenation and the word rejuvenation appeared instead. That's because juvenation is not a word in the English dictionary. I was stunned. Really? I did not know that. I did not know that the word juvenation was not an English language word in any dictionary. It sounds so legitimate though. My thinking was that if the word rejuvenation exists, it must come from juvenation, right? Wrong. And the dictionary proved me wrong. I'd be lying if I said I was not disappointed. I realized the importance of doing the research before putting something out in writing, and I make sure I do that. Doing the research is an indispensable part of communicating ideas. Although doing the research almost extinguished my idea of linking the three J's, I don't give up easily, as you will see at the end of this blog. As a nutrition coach, I am interested in youthfulness. I should call myself a nutritional youth coach. Oh, I make myself laugh sometimes. As I was saying, as a nutritional coach, I concentrate on healthy living, anti-aging, and nutrient density. Well-being, prevention, and longevity, along with its cousin, rejuvenation, are some of my favorite healthy living words. As a matter of fact, I include them in one of my healthy living poems titled, I Am a Pusher. I am a health pusher because they convey so much meaning to me. Another reason the word juvenation interests me is that having learned three languages and wanting to have studied linguistics many, many years ago, words and their roots, along with their grammar and things of that linguistic nature, absolutely fascinate me. The five Romance languages are Portuguese, Spanish, French, Italian, and Romanian. In four of these languages, the word youth is similar with a few minor variations. For example, in Spanish, the word for youth is juventud. The letter J having the H sound in the English language, the h. In Italian, the word for youth is giovane. G having the same sound as the English letter G, But in French, the word is jeunesse. It has the English G sound as well, but softer, finer. And in Portuguese, it's juventude, also with a soft, finer English G sound. Can you see the similarities? I'm not crazy then to have thought juvenation was a legitimate English language word, right? There, I rest my case. So yes, I was a little bummed out at the beginning of this whole discovery, but as I said before, I don't give up easily, remember? So I've decided to make up a new word and add my own meaning. Are you ready for it? Here it is. Juvenation. Juvenation. N is for noun, meaning number one, youthfulness. Definition number two, of or having to do with being or feeling young, vibrant, vigorous, and beautiful. The Martha Irene Webster Dictionary, revised July 2022. So there you have it. July, January, juvenation, the end.